This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. Drivers using the main roads of Tonbridge have recently had to get used to some frequent changes to the town's speed limits. A 20-mile-per-hour maximum was mandated for much of the town during an experiment that lasted 18 months. Now some stretches of road have been returned to 30 miles per hour, others have become permanent 20 zones. But all the changes have left much of the road signage unclear, and many drivers remain confused. Pembury Road and Quarry Hill Road down to the station are now back to the 30 limit, as are the main road to Sevenoaks from Tonbridge School northwards, and all of the Shibben Road, also now back to 30. But was it a good idea to make the main roads 20 in the first place? I found that opinion in Tonbridge seems to be divided.
Well, to be absolutely honest with you, 20 mile an hour is crippling in the van. When you've got scheduled places to get to and you're having to crawl along at 20, it is pretty harsh. And no one else bothers. We've got black boxes in our van, so if we speed, we're picked up on. And no one else bothers, and they just harass you the whole time that you're doing the speed limit. On the main roads, 20 mile an hour is just too slow. It's just, you can't get anywhere. You can't get anywhere quick enough.
But 20 miles an hour going up there is absolutely ridiculous.
Going up which
Pembury
road?
Pembury Road. And I have to go up in second. Because anything slower, I stall it.
So I think Pembury Road might have been taken back to 30.
I think they have. But people are still going up there, still thinking it is 20 miles an hour. Side turnings, I agree. Because of children. But main road is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's more safety for the children when they're leaving school and everything, and parents with pushchairs and everything. It's not a bad idea for towns.
And I'm glad that they've put their limits to 20 because of the busyness of the high street itself.
And what about other roads, Quarry Hill, round by Tonbridge School? Should that have gone back up to 30?
No, again, you've got to think of the students. It's their safety at risk there.
In busy areas, it makes sense for it to be 20. If it's going to cause less accidents, then, yeah, that's better for everyone.
It's Kent County Council that's responsible for the area's roads. So I asked KCC's Cabinet Member for Highways and Transport, David Brazier, to explain why the initial changes had been made.
Well, there was great enthusiasm in Tonbridge with the Borough Council for the active travel agenda, and active travel had just emerged as a very serious bit of government policy. Now, active travel, of course, encourages cycling, more walking, fitness, cleaner air, and it was considered that this could be much facilitated by a 20-mile-per-hour scheme throughout the town.
After the 18-month trial, a public consultation was held.
It transpired that there was actually quite a lot of opposition to the scheme, particularly from motorists who did not like to travel that slowly. You know, the great thing about 20-mile-per-hour schemes is that they have to be self-enforcing. The police aren't going to do it. You can generally get compliance from people, but once the road becomes wider and, if you like, engineered for relatively higher speed driving, then people find it very difficult and very frustrating to travel within the 20 mile per hour limit.
David Brazier of Kent County Council on the speed restrictions for drivers in Tonbridge. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.